Hello.
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. May I speak with Dolores?
Speaking.
Okay. Hi, Dolores. How are you doing this evening? Would you like to help us out with this survey? It's about local politics and also national politics.
How long is it?
It's about 5 minutes long.
Okay.
All right. Let's do
all
it.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you certain you will vote? Are you probably going to vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Certain.
Thank you so much. Next question. In what year were you born? Just a year.
51.
51? Okay. Give me a second here. 51. Thank you. Next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Was that a no?
That's right. No.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or another race?
Black American.
Thank you. Okay. Thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally motivated to vote, somewhat motivated, very motivated, or extremely motivated, or not too motivated?
Extremely motivated.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first person would be Katie Hobbs.
Katie Hobbs, very favorable.
Thank you. Next person, Kate Gallego.
Kate Gallego, very favorable.
Thank you. Next person, Anna Hernandez. I'm sorry?
I haven't heard of that person.
Okay, thank you. Next person, Marcelino Quinones.
I haven't heard of that person.
Okay, and what about Carlos Galindo Elvira?
I haven't heard of that person.
Okay, thank you. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job Phoenix City Council is doing?
No.
Is that a disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Marcelino Quinones, Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Emilio Avila, and Martin Bridgman, for whom would you vote?
I haven't heard of any, either one of those.
Okay, so you, okay. Thank you. So you, okay, so you still haven't heard, you haven't read up on them, huh? Okay, so please tell me which one of these issues is more important to you in deciding your vote for city council. So I'm going to go down the list and then you can tell me which issue is most important to you. The first one says jobs and economic development, the racial equality, crime, streets and road maintenance, homelessness, climate change and excessive heat, water quality and supply, public transportation, and housing costs.
How many can I pick?
Just one. The most important.
Climate change.
Okay, thank you. Next, now let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether it is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez for Phoenix City Council, okay? The first is, statement says, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, and police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Is that a very convincing statement to you? Somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
It's convincing if that person does all of that, but I, like I say, I never heard of them.
Okay, and would you say it's somewhat convincing or very convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. Next, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And next, Ana's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root cause of crime.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the last one here says, Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. And this, on the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next, and now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not a convincing at all to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
Convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time homebuyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Marcelino believes that everybody should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
Levine?
Yes, Levine.
Okay, somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. And next, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local businesses, community, to attract more high-paying jobs and union jobs.
somewhat convincing.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates were only Ana Hernandez and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote?
Hernandez.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, okay? Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal?
Liberal.
And would you say a somewhat liberal or a very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, 1 year college.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home or you rent where you live?
Rent.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Dolores.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Dolores. Okay, have a beautiful night, okay? Have
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.